radio show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Ontario country artist Celine Tellier has released her debut EP featuring the lead single and title track, Last One Standing. She's here to talk about her start in music, songwriting, performing, and much more. I have a couple of her songs as well from the album to play on the show. Welcome to In the Country, Celine.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Not bad at all today.
Calling us all the way from way up north in Ontario.
Way up north. I am in a little town called Ear Falls, Ontario.
Wow, pretty name.
Yeah, it is. It's actually a really, really beautiful little town. We have a population of about 1,200, and it's in the Red Lake area. So we're about five hours northwest of Thunder Bay.
Terrific. And do you take part in all that stuff that you do up north, all the outdoor activities?
Oh, of course. I love to go fishing. I do the hunting. I do the camping,
right.
all the stuff that us Northern Ontario Canadian girls do.
That's right, Shania, and all those great Northern Ontario girls. That's awesome. Well, we've got a couple of songs from your debut EP, Last One Standing, to play. Very excited for that. So let's start with the album itself. Now, the producer on it is somebody I've had on the show before, and country music fans in Canada will know, Jason Kirkness. How great was it to have Jason produce the album for you?
Jason was awesome. I mean, he knows his stuff. I was introduced to Jason by a mutual friend, Cindy Vanderlee, and
right.
We spoke. Jason and I actually sent emails back and forth for months before we actually decided to go ahead and do this album. So he was fabulous. I loved working with him.
Now, reading in your bio that this album was 3 years in the making, some highs and lows and all those things that happen in life towards an album. What was that? What was the last 3 years like to get to this point?
Well, I really, really started thinking seriously about this maybe 2 years ago. I've always written. I've always been writing. But about 2 years ago was I participated in the Kix 91.7 songwriters contest and
right.
came in top five. So that's
awesome.
Where I kind of thought maybe I've got something here. Maybe I can really do this. So with a lot of friends and some support from my family, we went ahead and here I am.
Yeah, to win top five, that is a great confidence booster. Right now, was this a song that you wrote on your own or was it a co-written song?
No, it was a song that I wrote on my own. It's actually, I haven't recorded it yet. I'm keeping that one for a little while, for the right time to release it. But, no, it was, I wrote it on my own. And, the contest was actually judged by, Larry Berrio, who
right
is,
yeah,
an Ontario artist, and Gil Grant. So,
right on, that's great.
Get some good critiques from those two guys, that really was a confidence boost.
Definitely. That's that'll let you know that you're on the right track, and I'm sure got you excited to keep going at it and, of course, towards this album. And a lot of writers, Celine, will write about stuff that's happened in their life, and also you can draw inspiration from stuff that didn't happen to you but happened to either friends or family. How do you find your writing process? Is it stuff that you've gone through, or can you sort of look around you and get ideas from that?
A little bit of both. I mean, a lot of it is personal, and some of it is actually, you know, from experiences from people that I've met and their stories. I can't see myself ever writing about, you know, plowing fields and sitting on tailgates drinking from Dixie cups. I don't do that.
Right.
But But I mean, it's a lot of experience. I mean, songwriters write from the heart, and that's what gets recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So
and that's what fans can relate to.
Absolutely. Like I work the fifth song on my CD, Working on Something. I've had many people say, "I can't get through this song yet," because it's very emotional. And that,
right.
I love hearing that. I mean,
that
I don't love hearing that they're sad.
Yeah.
But the fact that they get it and they relate to it, I love hearing that.
That lets you know that something that you wrote not only was real for you, but it was real for them. And that's what country music does so well. It connects the artist and the fans.
I would hope so. I would hope so, for sure. Because that's how I write. So, yeah.
Now, we're going to get a chance to hear some of those songs, including the first single, Last One Standing. It's also the name of the album. You recorded the album partly in Nashville and partly in Winnipeg. How was that for you?
Well, I recorded the vocals in Winnipeg, and I believe that the lead guitar was recorded in Winnipeg. Everything else was recorded down in Nashville. Recording is hard, to be honest. I used to laugh when people used to say that, but I get it. It's monotonous, and it's repetitive, and it's long days. It's not easy, but it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, it's so much different than a live show, obviously, because it's a one take, and there's a lot of energy that's probably not there in the studio. But how do you do it take after take, and I assume that's one of the challenging parts, and keep it as fresh as as if you're doing it the first time?
It's difficult. With really good guidance, like Jason was very, very good at telling me how to do this. Like he'd give me ideas, and he'd be like, okay, think about this. Now go. And it's like, okay. So, but yeah, when you have somebody like Jason who's producing and he's guiding you through it, I mean, it was a lot of fun.
Let's turn to a song, the title track I've talked about already, Last One Standing. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about your musical influences so we can get to know some of the artists that shaped your career path. But tell me, Celine, about Last One Standing before we play it.
Last One Standing was written by Don Poitras and Tony Wood. They are writers down in Nashville, and this song was given to me to listen to as an option to record, along with, I think I had another dozen songs to listen to, and as soon as I heard this one, I said, that's the one. That's the one that I need. I relate to this song. I want to be the last one standing. I want to be the one where people say, she's still here. Yeah, she's still here. I'm going to be here. So that's how that song came around.
Great message to that song. And it's so great that, you know, listening to demos, because I'm sure when you listen to a bunch of them, you don't relate to a lot of them. But when you find one like this that you do, that's when you say, I got to record it.
Absolutely. This one stuck out. I sent it to my best friend, and I said, what do you think? She goes, this is you. She says, you have to do this one. So, yeah, this was a no-brainer.
Let's hear it now. This is brand-new music from Celine Tellier, Last One Standing on In the Country.
Made it to the morning light. They knew their time had come and gone.
Ontario country artist Celine Tellier, and that is called Last One Standing. Brand new music from her, and you can visit her website at CelineTellier.com. Great song, and when I'm listening to that, it's sort of in the spirit of Gretchen Wilson and Miranda Lambert, right in that territory.
Yeah, a little bit like that, a little bit of edge, a little bit of,
yes.
I don't know, can I say ass? A little bit of kick-ass country?
You can do that.
Okay.
You talked earlier before we went on the show about the filter, so you've got the filter in place, right?
I have the filter in place, no worries. I'm a little bit of a potty mouth, but,
nice
I
say
real. It like it is, and well, that's what it is. What you see is what you get, so I'll do my best here.
That's awesome. Well, okay, I talked about the two artists that are in that territory. It's got that rebel, outlaw, just, aggressive sound to it. Who are some of your influences, Celine, as you were growing up and even to this day that you just love as artists?
Growing up, I've always been around country music. My parents listen to country music. So I listen to a lot of Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn.
Yeah.
And I still do. Some Tanya Tucker, Patsy Cline. Nowadays I listen to Miranda Lambert, Gretchen Wilson, Janet Kramer. Just some good, strong country women. I like that.
Definitely, and those are great artists, and they're the ones you mentioned sort of have that country edge to them as opposed to a pop edge.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You have to have, for me, country needs some slide, it needs some fiddle, little bit of everything, but definitely has to be country.
Right. Now, as far as cover songs go in that vein, then do you cover some of those at your show, some of the great classic country songs that we all know?
I love doing Crazy by Patsy Cline. It drives my husband nuts because he's not a fan of the song.
Okay.
So, of course, I have to add it to pretty much every set.
Right.
But that's one that I definitely love doing.
Yeah, it's a great song.
It is. It is. It's everybody knows it. You look out in the audience and you can definitely find at least a handful of people who are singing along. So that's when you know that, yep, that one stays on the set list.
Exactly. And that's the great thing about country music too, because it tends to attract young kids right up to older people. We won't put an age on that, but just the whole range of ages.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I did a gig, whatever you want to call it, out in a campground this summer up in Wanapate, just north of Sudbury. And, there had to have been about 200 people out there, from little guys who were like 5 years old right up to some older, mature adults. And everybody was out on the dance floor, like everybody. So gigs like that really, really get me going. I love doing stuff like that.
That's awesome, because it's so great for you to look out and see the crowd getting into the song, especially when it's one of your own songs. It's got to be quite a feeling.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Or, like my CD, I just released it in June, and I've been lucky enough that, quite a few people have actually purchased it already. And when I was out doing gigs, people were singing along to my songs. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
You guys know my songs? Like, that's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah. That's an amazing feeling.
And
you've opened up some pretty big shows, Celine, for names that we all know. Guys like Marshall Dane, who's a great Ontario country artist. Tanya Kennedy, another awesome artist from Ontario. Who else do we have? And recently, Aaron Prichette and Beverly Mahood, you were at shows with.
Well, I was at their shows. I didn't perform at the shows with Aaron and Beverly, but I was there. I actually had the honor of picking up Aaron and his band at the airport and bringing him to the show. That was very cool. And then hung out, with Beverly and with Chelsea Kreitz and, a whole bunch of artists that have now become friends. And hopefully I'll see most of them at the CCMAs in September.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great to connect like that with these artists and, you know, people I mentioned like Marshall Bain and all these festivals you've done and open up for. Is that a lot of fun to do these festivals throughout the summer?
Absolutely. That's where, you know, everybody's busy and everybody's doing their own thing. And then in the summer, it's like you run into everybody at these festivals. So when mm-hmm. you see that a friend of yours, like, I don't know, Marshall, for example, is playing somewhere, you know, you're like, okay, if I'm going to be playing a festival, I want to be playing that one. So you hope that right. you get picked up and that you're put on the show so you can hang out with them for a bit and chit-chat, and they become friends.
What about when you're on stage? I know from your personality, very outgoing, keeping it real. Do you love to get up there and chat and either you're talking about the song or you're just sharing a story?
Well, I do like to tell the story a little bit. Some of these shows, you're on a time limit. So mm-hmm. we're kind of told, just keep it going, you know, just stop talking, keep going. I did have something happened this summer where I actually just went through the songs and they were like, you got to do some more. Like you're not at your time limit. And I was like, what? The one time that I think I'm going to be good and stop talking,
right.
they're like, no, keep going.
You had extra time.
Like, okay, let's go. So, yeah, no, I like telling stories. Because as a person who listens to music, I like hearing where the songs come from and mm-hmm. how they got there. So I like
right.
to think that people who are listening to me feel the same way.
Exactly, yeah, and I think that's true. I mean, as a fan myself of songs, I love to hear the story behind them and find out what it means or what the songwriter was thinking. And it's really insightful when you have that and get to hear those stories. Let's give you a chance now to talk about one such song, Whiskey Gets Me, from your debut EP. This song, I understand, you co-wrote with Chris LeBlanc.
I did. Chris LeBlanc is a friend of mine from Sudbury. And this song... When I moved up north, I sold my house down in the Sudbury area in June, and I didn't get my house up here until August. So I was literally living in a provincial park in my trailer for a month with my husband, my two boys, a dog, and a cat. So the days get long, and you had lots of time to write, and you get lots of time to think, and most mm-hmm. of that song was written during one of those days, and it actually took me about 2 hours to get most of the song written. And when I brought it to Chris, I said, you know what, something's missing. He kind of listened to it, and he added a little bit of this and that. But that's where that song came from my month-long stint at Packwash Provincial Park up Highway 105 in Ontario.
Wow, isn't that something from such a real time, and whiskey got you through?
Well, it may not have at some point during that day.
Let's share the song. The song
it was very influential,
everything.
Let's just say that.
Right. Let's let the song tell us the story here from Celine Tellier, great Ontario country artist. This is called Whiskey Gets Me on In the Country.
It's one of those days, my head's in a haze. Nothing's going right. My job is a joke, my bank account's broke. But whiskey gets me. We'll be right back. plan. Cause whiskey gets me.
And that is Celine Tellier with Whiskey Gets Me here on In the Country. Love the sound of that fiddle. You can check her out at CelineTellier.com. Her debut EP is called Last One Standing. And what a great song.
This song here, the original version of this song is a little edgier, and it's a little more Miranda-esque, for lack of a better word.
Right.
So I'm definitely going to be re-recording this one on my next album. So when I do the live version of this song, it's usually the original version that I do. I love this version. I love this version. But there is another version. So anybody who comes to my my live shows will be like, that doesn't sound anything like it. But they'll love it. They will, I promise.
That is very cool. I mean, it's amazing how songs can be taken in two different directions, or maybe more than that. And each one is good, but you obviously will prefer one.
Oh, for sure. The recorded version, actually, Jason brought it to me and said he had heard Eric Church's Cold One, where they add that last little piece to it. And I said, yeah, let's do it. Let's record that. So that's That's how that came around.
That adds a great touch. Yeah, the fiddle at the end, just how it ends, is terrific. I wanted to ask you, first of all, where can people get the album?
You can order it online at CelineTellier.com or at any of my shows.
Excellent, and I'll encourage people to head out there to your shows and, of course, to call their local country station and say they want to hear Last One Standing from Celine. The CMAO is a great organization. Those are the awards, of course, and the Country Music Association of Ontario, cmaontario.ca. People can check out. How important do you feel it is, Celine, to have a great organization like CMAO here in Ontario?
Oh, it's so important. I had the opportunity, the honor of meeting the president, Sam Araz, this summer.
Right, great guy.
And he gave me a lot of advice and a lot of good instruction on and some direction on how to go about from here on in. And I'm actually looking forward to heading back down to Toronto in November to catch the CMAO conference coming up. I'm not exactly sure about the date right now, but I'm definitely going down, and I'm going to be taking notes for sure.
That's awesome. There's so much you can learn, and again, I'll give that website so people can find out what you were talking about and the dates and anything else to do with the CMAO, cmaontario.ca, for anybody wanting to get involved in Ontario country music. It is it's the place to go, of course. As we get set to wrap up here, Celine, let's talk about duet partners. Now, you do a lot of stuff on the traditional country side or country with an edge. Who would be your dream duet partner to record with?
Oh, there's nobody else. Blake Shelton. If he were to ever say, would you like to, he wouldn't even be able to finish that sentence. I'd be, yep. He would be the one that I would be doing a duet with, definitely.
Such a great artist, had longevity and still going strong.
Absolutely. Either you love Blake or you hate Blake. And, I mean, that to me tells me he's got something, there's something there. And he's going to be around for a long time.
And I think you two, sense of humor-wise, would get along well because he keeps it real and, you know, as you know and everybody knows, he's just got this crazy sense of humor.
He does. He does. Sometimes he's he definitely does not have a filter, ever.
Right.
but no, he's definitely a good guy.
That would be awesome. And, yeah, he's a great vocalist and a great entertainer. Celine, it has been so great having you on the show at last. I've been aware of you for a long time online. We've kept in touch that way. And so to have you on the show at last is awesome. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Dave. It's been a pleasure.
Once again, your album is The Last One Standing, that people can get at your shows and through your website, CelineTellier.com. Once again, been great having you here. My guest has been Ontario country artist Celine Tellier. I'm Dave Woods.
Thanks, Dave.
For more country music interviews, you're welcome. You can head on over to InTheCountryInterviews.com.